This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 112 for Thursday, October 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Well, it was bound to happen, and it did. ICE canola futures pulled back on Thursday, most likely due to profit-taking, according to a trader. The November canola contract drops $11.90 at $937.40 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract falls $17.20 at $927.40 per ton. And the March contract loses $15 at $912.30. There are declines as well in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand report, showing very little change from last month's numbers. The trader suggests that exports of 6.5 million tons of canola are too high and domestic use of 7.7 million tons is too low. He also says the record amount of canola exports to come out of Australia, which are projected to be 4.5 million tons this year, will have little effect on the global market. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 80.8 US cents compared to Wednesday's close of 81.11. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending October 14th include more than 326,000 tons of wheat and 1.27 million tons of corn. The USDA says soybean export sales are nearly 2.88 million tons, with more than 246,000 tons of soy meal and 3,100 tons of soy oil. The department also reports a private sale of 130,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Delivery is to be made during the current marketing year. As well, Mexico says it will not impede imports of GMO corn from the United States. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down sharply on Thursday. The November contract plummets 21.5 cents at $12.24 per bushel. December soy oil retreats 2.12 cents at 64.58 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal gives up $4.40 at $324 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The December contract loses 7 cents at $5.32 per bushel. Chicago oats pull back as well, with the December contract also down 7 cents at $6.60. Wheat futures, too, are lower on Thursday. Chicago December loses 8 cents at $7.41. Kansas City December falls 12 cents at $7.48. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 4.5 cents at $9.85. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, October 21st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.